Thoughts on Amos, Amos chapter 7 and verses 7 to 9. Vision of the plumb line. Let me just read the verses to you. Amos chapter 7 and verse 7. This is what he showed me. This is what the sovereign Lord showed Amos. The Lord was standing by a wall that had been built true to plumb, with a plumb line in his hand. And the Lord asked me, "What do you see, Amos?" "Well, I see a plumb line," I replied. Then the Lord said, "Look, I am setting a plumb line among my people Israel. I will spare them no longer. The high places of Isaac will be destroyed, and the sanctuaries of Israel will be ruined. With my sword I will rise against the house of Jeroboam." Amos chapter 7, verses 7 to 9, the vision of the plumb line. The lesson is obvious. We know what the plumb line is. It's the line with the heavy bob on the end, and all walls and houses and buildings and towers and all the rest of it are built, if they're built properly, according to the plumb. It must be plumb. Spirit levels, plumb lines. Builders are always measuring. They're not just going by sort of rule of thumb or as it looks and so on. And what is God saying to Amos? What is he saying through Amos to Israel? It seems to me the lesson is obvious. What God wants from Israel is a building, a state, an economy, a system, a nation that is plumb. It's right. It's according to the law. This is what God is saying. I've laid down a plumb line, he said. I've laid down the vertical. I've laid down the standard. And there it is. There is the pattern. It's the covenant. It's the law. And Israel has to be built according to this covenant. And God is picturing it with a wall and so on, and that's plumb. But Israel, he's saying, now he hasn't actually said it, but it's clear from the response he makes to it, it's clear that Israel is anything but plumb. They haven't been bothering with the plumb line. They haven't been bothering with the standard. Moses was told to build everything in the tabernacle according to the pattern shown you on the mount, Hebrews 8:5, and he did so. But no, not for Israel. They weren't going to do that. They'll go their own way. All their glory, all their hopes, all their marbles, all their buildings, all their speculations. What does God say? Because it's not plumb, because it's not according to the covenant, because you've gone to paganism, because you've tinkered with the covenant, tweaked the covenant, messed about with the covenant, but not kept it. God says, verse 9, destroyed. Verse 9, ruined. And it won't just happen. God says, I will do it. He holds the plumb line. He sets the plumb line. And they must build. And we must remember. They must remember. And they must act according to the plumb line. Well, what does God require? What did he require of Israel in the Old Covenant? Build according to the covenant. What does God require of his Israel today? What does he require of the people of God today in the New Covenant? Exactly the same. Brothers and sisters, we have to build. We have to live. We have to work according to the plumb line. What does God require? Keep to the plumb line. Keep to obedience. Keep to the marker. Unbeliever, don't make your own way to God. You can't make your own way. You have to go according to the plumb. And what is the plumb? Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and be saved. Unless you repent, you will perish. Now, there's the plumb. And it's no good saying, well, I'll offer this and I'll do that. No, no. You can't make your own way. And we, brothers and sisters, in Christ, we have to live according to the plumb. There is a way which seemeth right to a man, but the end of such ways, Proverbs 16:25, is death. What should preachers be doing? I'll be preaching later this morning. I'm preaching now in a small way. What should I be doing? Holding out the plumb. And what should we all be doing? Those who love Christ and believe and trust in him, keep to the plumb. Obedience is better than sacrifice. That's what God wants. He doesn't want sacrifice. He wants obedience, keeping to the plumb line. Unbeliever, it all applies to you too. May God keep us to that plumb line. And may that plumb line be held out, not the teachings of men, not the systems of men, not the teachings of the world, but the teachings, the plumb line, of God, the law of Christ in the gospel. Amen.